Okay, let's get into Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. And we are on Avodah Zarah Beis Mabeis, Baruch Hashem. We had a Haschala in the Masechta yesterday into this amazing Agadatas and various thoughts. And this continues for the next couple of Dafim all the way until we get to Daf Hei Amid Beis, where we get back into the Halachas related to the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah. But first we talk also about the Mishpat that is going to happen in the future. And we continue the conversation. The Umos HaOlam, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not fair. What's not fair? You never offered the Torah to us. So the Gemara says, oh yes, Hashem did offer the Torah. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. You never forced it upon us. But we know this Chazal is spelled out further in the Sifri in Zos HaBracha, where the Sifri says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to every one of the nations, offering them the Torah, to Amon, and to Yishmael, and to Esav. And each time they said, well, Ma Kasava, and Hashem answers them, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinav, Lo Signov. And each time the nations say, well, sorry, if that's the case, so then we're not able to participate, we're not able to accept. Right? And then, B'nai Yisrael, you want the Torah? Nasa B'nishma, we'll take it, and the rest is history. We've often quoted the thought of the Baali Musar. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to offer the Torah to the other nations, and they ask what's written in it, shouldn't Hashem say something, one of those non-controversial parts of the Torah? Hashem Dafka said the mitzvah that he knew that they were rejected because of it. What does it say? Ain't it Lo Sirtzach? Of course Lo Sirtzach. Right? That's what they do. That's what Esav does. Of course Lo Sinav. Why don't you say other mitzvahs? See, what does it say in it? It says the mitzvah of Ahavlerecha Kamocha. Right? It says the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim. It says many other mitzvahs that they would have said. Why Dafka these? So the Baali Musar explain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you want the Torah. They say Ma Kasav Ba. The second that they say Ma Kasav Ba, Hashem's not interested. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf. Your commitment is going to be based on your understanding. You're going to hear the content, and then you're going to decide whether it's worth it for you to accept the Torah or not. That's not called commitment. That's not called loyalty. That's what, I'm not interested in that. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf. B'nai Yisrael, you want the Torah? Na'asav Nishma. We'll take it. We don't know what it says in it. That's called commitment, and that's what we did at Maimed Har Sinai. Right? So that's what happened. And the Gemara then says, okay, fine. Hashem didn't not offer it to you. He did, but their taina was that, hey, was he kofa aleinu hahar kegigis v'lo kibalnua? Right? If we would have had kofa lamar kegigis, then we would have accepted it too. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to have a rejection and an answer for that. But again, that is also, again, each one of these lines we could spend many hours on. Kafalem HaKagigas we've discussed in the past. Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Peches, where Tosfos asked the Kasha, how do you put together the two Chazals of Nasa Aleim HaKagigas, that Hashem held the mountain over our heads like a barrel, versus Na'asev Nishma, we did it willingly. So how do you answer that question? So the Medrash already answers that question. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach discusses this stira, and the Medrash says, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. B'nai Yisrael were ready to accept Torah Shebichsav. They were not ready, Torah Shebal Peh, which is very difficult and challenging, and you don't fulfill it unless you totally devote your life to it. The language of the Medrash is Nasav Nishma Bnei Sheimba Yegia Vitzar Vahui Maat Ela Amar Lam Al Torah Shebal Peh Sheishba Dikduke Mitzvos Kalos Vachamuros Vihi Aza Kamaves Vikasha Kishol Kinasa Lefishein Lo Meirosa Ela Misha Oi Vakadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Libo V'chol Nafsho Uvachoma Odo. It takes commitment. You have to fit our lives into the Torah. So that we weren't ready for, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered us, it's a package deal. Right? If you accept Torah Shebichsav, I'm also giving you and putting upon you Torah Shebal Peh. It's one of the answers given. The Ben Yehoyada has a beautiful comment there in Shabbos Peches, where he explains why is it then Dafka Kegigas like a barrel? He held the mountain over our heads like a mountain. Why Dafka like a barrel? Because, explains the Ben Yehoyada, a barrel has an external container, but the billions of drops inside of it, that's the ikar. You only see the outside, but there's so much inside. That's Torah Shebichsav. You see the outside, but the Torah Shebal Peh, the drops are inside every little letter, every little coats of every keser. of every letter has so much to teach us, and that's the mashal of Kaf Aleihem Es Hahar Kigigis. There's a lot, many more answers given. The most popular answer, Tosfos gives an answer, which we're not going to go into now, but the most popular answer given by the Achronim is that maybe really it was willing, Naaseh V'Nishma, but it was Ke'ilu we were forced, because there was such clarity of what we had to do. At that moment, it was ki'ilu kaf aleihem es hahar kegigas, right? Somebody has the bechira chavshis to walk into a burning house, but they won't, using their right mind. They wouldn't walk in, right? They have bechira, but they wouldn't. So there was just so to hear, there was such clarity of vision in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what we needed to do. So it was ki'ilu, we were forced. Again, there's so much more there relating to that topic. Why Yasham take for Aschem, why not Kan, among other topics, but we'll have to leave that for now. Good. So says the Gemara, so what does Hashem answer? They say, hey, you didn't force us. Hashem says, Miyad, four lines from the bottom, Omar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harishonos Yashmi'unu. The earlier ones, the first ones, will announce. What earlier ones? What first ones? The Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. Meaning, you had mitzvos. So you didn't fulfill those few. Now you're complaining to me that you didn't get more mitzvos. Shene'emar, Verishonos Yashmiyunu, Sheva Mitzvos Shekibaltem, Heichan Kiyamtem. Right? You weren't Mekayim the Noahide laws. Right? Those seven. And as is pointed out, it's not just seven, really, it's seven categories of mitzvahs. The Chinuch and Tavta Zayin in Va'eschanon quotes that, really, Avodah Zarah has many parts to it. Gili Arayas has many parts to it. Gezel has many parts to it. Right? So it's really seven categories. It's just that for Jews, each one of them is considered a separate mitzvah. That's what the Chinuch says is the pshat of Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos says Yisrael, Hir Ba'alayim Torah Mitzvahs. What do you mean? But what was the schus? Everything that even almost olam are commanded in, but Hashem made each one of them a separate mitzvah for us to be mezakeh us. So Hashem says, you didn't fulfill the seven mitzvahs. Ominalan delo kimum. How do we know that they were not fulfilled? The Tani Rav Yosef. Amad v'yamodid aretz, ra'a v'yater goyim. Hashem stood up kaviyachol and measured the land. Ra'a and he saw v'yater goyim. He scattered the nations. Ma ra'a, what did Hashem see? Ra'a sheva mitzvah shekiblu aleihem b'nei noach v'lo kimum. He saw that they weren't mekuyam. Kimen shelo kimum, amad v'tirin lahen. And once he saw they weren't mekuyam, so you know what? He got rid of them. Got rid of them. Ask the Gemara. It's Guri Itgar. What is that? They got schar. Okay, matzinu choti niskar. Because I do averus and don't do the mitzvahs, Hashem says, okay, you don't have to do the mitzvahs anymore. Why does that work? Right? It's like the child that the student that doesn't do the work. Okay, don't worry about it. You don't have to take the test. Well, that's not fair, right? Everybody else did the work. Amar Marbury Ravina Lomar Sha'af Al Pisha Mekaymen Osan Ein Mekablam Aleihem Schar. Doesn't mean that they don't have to do it. It just means even if they do it, they're not on the level. They don't get the schar of someone who is mitzuba v'yosa. Says the Gemara of Allah, is that really true? They don't get schar, but v'hatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? It's come up already a couple of times in this Seder, v'hatanya. Hayy Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin sha'afilu obi kochavim, v'osik b'torah, shehu kakohen gadol. How do we know that a non-Jew or an idol worshiper that's ovald in Torah is like the kohen gadol? Tamalomar Asher Yaso Samha Adam Achai Bohem says that the you should live with the Torah. Koanim Levim Yisrael Lo Nemar Ela Ha Adam Halamata. It says Adam. So what does that mean? Halamata Shefilu Obid Kochavim VaOsek BaTorah Harehu KaKohen Gadol. If a non-Jew is Osek BaTorah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. Doesn't that mean that he's fulfilling something major and it's not just an Eina Mitzuvah? The Tosas Ridier says Kohen Gadol is a Derah Guzma. I don't have to take that literally. It just means he's a very righteous person and he's doing the right thing. Right? So, how do we understand that? That he's not going to get any schar for it? He's like the Kohen Gadol. Answer, no. Of course he's going to get schar, but he's not going to be on the same level. Ela lo malacha, she'ein makalam aleim schar ki mitzuba v'yosa, ela kimi she'ein mitzuba v'yosa. Right? Like in Eim mitzuba v'yosa, Dar Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina says, in five other places also, Gadol HaMitzvah, four other places. Gadol HaMitzvah V'Yosef, Yosef Mishen HaMitzvah V'Yosef. Greater is the one who is Mitzvah V'Yosef. I'm commanded and I have to do it and I fulfill it. That is somehow greater than one who is Einu Mitzvah V'Yosef. So therefore, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He made them as Einu Mitzvah V'Yosef. So even if they fulfill, they will not be on the level of one getting the schar of one who is Mitzvah V'Yosef. What's the svara for that? Good old Mitzvah V'yosef, Mishena Mitzvah V'yosef. So Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including right here, says, God old Mitzvah V'yosef, Pirish, Mipnei shehu doeg tamid levatel yitzro ulekaye mitzvas baro.
If I know I have to do something, I feel more pressure. I feel more anxious. I have to do it. I can't. The Yetzirah, you know, is there. The Yetzirah is stronger when I have to do it. You know, if I the Yetzirah doesn't work too hard if I have to get up early to go on vacation. If I have to get up for Minyan, then the Yetzirah works hard. Right? Gadol Mitzvah V'yosa. The Yetzirah works harder when we have to do something. The Ritva in Kiddushin, where this is quoted, Kiddushin Laman Aleph, has a different shot. The Ritva says, Pirshu Rabosai Tama Davar. Similar to what we said, but they're not exactly of Doeg. Shezeh Satan Mekatro Kishu Mitzuveh. Vizeh Ein Satan Mekatro. The from Tzara Agra. As we just explained, connecting to Tosfos. Tosfos' emphasis is that he has anxiety. Doeg Tamid. The Ritva's emphasis is that the Satan is Mekatreg, and he tries to get us not to do it. And then there are the Ritva quotes. V'Rabbeinu Hagadol. He quotes the Ramban. Piresh shahamitzvos einon lahanos akel yisbarach hamitzave elo lazakotenu. The mitzvahs obviously aren't for God; it's for us. Umishahu mitzave kiem mitzuve kiem gzeres hamelach. And the one then who fulfills a mitzvah is fulfilling the word of God. Lafichach schara harbe yosem imizeh shelo kiem mitzvos hamelach. Right? If I do something that the king told me to do, it's better than if I do something the king didn't ask me to do. Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice, but I didn't tell you to do that. Mikol makom, af hu ra'u l'kabel schar, sh'ari mitov ha'leva v'chasidus hichnas atzmo la'asos mitzvot Hashem Yisbarach. The dafka mitzvot sh'tziv Hashem Yisbarach la'achirim, sh'ish lo b'hem ratzon, v'osam eila mitzvot sh'alot sifso b'hem Torah. So that's meaningless. If I do something and I pretend it's a mitzvah, nobody's commanded in it, so then that's maybe Baal Tosef. If I think it's a mitzvah, that's where he quotes the Yerushalmi, called so Eina Mitzuba B'dar V'Oseo Nikra Hedyot. The Rama quotes that in Hilchas Sukkah. But that is the Ritva, quoting one pshat, and then in the name of the Ramban. The Tosfos Rid also, we have on Avodah Zarah, important comments that we're going to have two of the Tosfos Rids, Be'ezus Hashem today. Ra'isi Makshim. Says the Tosfos Rid, I've seen people ask the question, Demashma mehacha, demishenim suvaviyose, islay scharksas. We see from here that if somebody, Godol ha-mitsuvaviyose, but even if I don't do it, if I'm not mitsuv, I still get something. It's just less. So, ask the Tosfos Rid, why do we learn in Maseches Brachos that a chassan is pater mikriya shma b'layla rishon, and if he wants to be machmer al atzmo, he's not allowed to. Why not? He's in a mitsuvah, so let him do it. Even if he's, lower on the totem pole. But he still gets some schar. Why by the chassan do we say not to? V'ama yikrav yekabal schar. K'mishena mitzvah v'yoseh. Or, he quotes the Gemara in Maseches Erevin, towards the end, Tzadi Vav, Michal bas Shaul. Ha'isam aneches tefillin v'lo michu b'yodoch hachamim. V'yamai ratzu limchos b'yodoch. T'kabal schar. K'mishena mitzvah v'yoseh. Answers the Tosfos Rid. You say Gadol Mitzuveh V'yoseh, Mimi She'ena Mitzuveh, and the Eina Mitzuveh gets Schar if there's no counter-pressure. If there's nothing pushing in the other direction, so then you can say, fine, look, it doesn't hurt. But a Chasan, that's counter-pressure. Why? Mechzi Ki Yu'ara. You know, I can have Kavana. It's okay, I'm good. That's Mechzi Ki Yu'ara. And that's why he's not allowed. La'olam Goy She'ena Mitzuveh Isle Schar K'sas. Right, a goy, let's say, he says, could do. He says, that's it. Points out in the footnotes, that's a discussion. Does a goy get schar for doing other mitzvos that he's not mitzuva in? Do we allow him to do? Right, the Rambam says a goy could do any mitzvah he wants, except for two, which Beis Hashem will get to soon. Any. The Radvaz on the Rambam says maybe he shouldn't do mitzvahs with kedusha, like tefillin and mezuzah and the like. But otherwise, what if a guy wants to do other mitzvahs? Build a makeh or others. So the Tosfos Rid would get schar, but the chasan, mishumachie no kori, mishum demechzi ki yuhara. Shiu asuk b'mitzvah v'rotzeh l'chavenes libo b'kriyashma. U'michal, mishum delav delo tosif alav. Ooh, that's a machlokas tanoim. If we wear tefillin at a time when we're not mitzuvah, is there an isser of Baal Tosef? Is that saying that women generally, by every mitzvah saseh shazman grama, if they try to do it, they're violating? That's a big discussion in the Rishonim already. But the Tosfos Rid here is taking a stand on there, which we're not going to get into right now. But the Tosfos Rid point is, you could do a mitzvah voluntarily, but not when there's counter pressure. Eina mitzuvah only works, if it's all good. Number one. Number two, there's a lot on these few lines that we just read. What we just referred to. Even the guy who's Osik Batorah is like the Kohen Gadol. Tosfos again. Tosfos says, all these little Tosfosim are tips of the icebergs of many huge discussions. Again, as we'll see, Avodah Zarah is chock full. So the second Tosfos, even Obikach Mosek Batorah, Pirish, Besheva Mitzvos Shelohem. Regarding, what do you mean Osek Batorah? Right? Tosfos is bothered by the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nutes, the Gemara elsewhere. A guy can't learn Torah. It's one of the two Mitzvos. So what does that mean? A guy is Osik Batorah. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin. Oh, Torah regarding the Sheva Mitzvah Shalahem. Tila Bashar Mitzvah, the Gemara says. Obedi Lima Osik Batorah Chai Misa, he's not allowed to. So it's talking about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, right? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nuntes, and the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel, a Mosrin Divrei Torah La'akam. So that again is a huge topic. And there are many, many heterim, based on the Rishonim and expanded upon by the Achronim. Even though it sounds like a blanket statement across the board, you can't teach Torah to a guy and you can't be involved, but there are many, many heterim throughout the ages. There are Gemaras that seem that some of the Tanoim sometimes taught Torah to non-Jews, right? The Gemara, the Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches, the Romans came and they taught them. So unless you say it's Pikuach Nefesh, then for sure it's Mutter, okay? But if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, there are still Heterim, right? The first of all, the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach obviously is a Heter. That means anything related to Emunah might be part of that. Might be part of Avodah Zarah, teaching them about the Gavlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Teaching them about the awesomeness of Judaism, which leads to Kiddush Hashem. That all might be part of Avodah Zarah. Others say maybe it's limited to Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Torah Shebechsav is okay. The Maritz Chayis in Sota and Daf Lamed Hey, where it talks about there where Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah in 70 languages. What are you writing in 70 languages for? If you're not allowed to teach the Torah to non-Jews. Right, so some Achronim say, oh, that's only Torah Shebaal Peh. It's limited. Because that's the special bris, right? Gittin Daf Sambach. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a special bris with us on the Torah Shebaal Peh. But Torah Shebechsav is not a problem, right? That's a second approach. Others say maybe the Pshat is allowed. It's just the Drash and the Sod and the Iyun and the Amkus, right? That's another Chilak. Maybe the Chilak is Kfius. Can't have a Chavrusa set up. Right, let's learn it. One time, I'm at the coffee in the office, and one of my coworkers asked me a question. So then that's not the Mosrin Divrei Torah La'akum. Right, that's just them answering a question. So again, there's many other different. These are some of the approaches given. Just the Rambam has a beautiful lashon, and then we'll go to the next topic. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim has a formulation. Again, the Gemara does not link the two. If I remember correctly. Maybe it does, I don't remember. The Gemara doesn't link to the two mitzvos that non-Jews are not allowed to perform. Talmud Torah and Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't link them. The Rambam links them. The Rambam puts them together in Malachim Perek Yud Halachates, where the Rambam says they can only be involved in the Sheva Mitzvos. Not Shabbos and not learning. Chlolo Shel Davar, says the Rambam. Ein Menichen Osan L'Chadesh Das V'Lasos Mitzvos L'Atzman Midaitan. The Rambam says we don't let them create a new religion. O Ella, O Yia Gert Zedek, V'yakabal Kala Mitzvahs, O Yamod B'sarasa, V'lo Yosef, V'lo Yigra. You have a choice, 6:13 or 7. V'yam Asak B'Torah, O Shavas, O Chidesh Davar, Makinoso V'onshinoso. Rav Achulu, says the Rambam, it's about creating a new religion. So it's clear from the Rambam that only Torah and Shabbos create a new religion. If a guy wears tzitzis, that's not going to create a new religion. That's not as defining. Shabbos and Torah are defining to the human being that if they're done, so that's a new religion. That's a chidush das, and that's what's not allowed. So that's the Rambam's lashon in Malachim Yud Tes. Okay, a lot more, but Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity to touch on a lot of different topics here in Daf Yomi land, right? And also, finally, the top Tosfos. We're going backwards in the Tosfosim. The top Tosfos. What does our Gemara say? It doesn't say Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. It says Ha'adam. So you know Ha'adam means even Goyim, even Umos Ha'olam. It says Tosfos. Our Gemara sounds like says that Adam includes Ovdei Kochavim. While elsewhere, B'Metzia Kuf Yudalid, the source for Ovdei Kochavim's Kfaris not being Metameh is Adam Kiyamus Ba'ohel, Adam below Umos Ha'olam. So does Adam include other nations, or does Adam not include other nations? That's the question. So various answers given by the Balei HaTosfos. Rashi and Sanhedrin says maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Right? Tosfos in Sanhedrin says, maybe regarding Puranios, Yisrael are Kari Adam. Because we don't want to beferish say that we're having a Puranos. But in general, right, the Torah should have said, right, Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. Right, says the, where's that Tosfos? Sanhedrin Nuntes. Rabbeinu Meshulam, Pirish. Dafka Gabi Puranos. Koreosam Adam, Dein Roy Lichtov, Shem Yisham Yisrael, Aval Gabe Ha Adam, Vachaibahem, Havile Lamichtav, Kornim Liv Yisraelim, Kamosha Ragel, Bechamakom, Emor Lakonim, Belavim to Daber, Daber Albane Yisrael. Right, we should have said that, right? Because it didn't say that, it must be just not saying it in the context of Puranas. And the most common answer given, Rabbeinu Thomas quoted all over, maybe there's a difference between Adam and Ha Adam. Right here, second skinny line. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, Di Ishlachalik Bein Adam La Ha Adam. Ha-Adam, that's Umos Ha-Olam. Adam, that is Am Yisrael. Rav Salvechik once said, Al Derech Drush, that the Adam, what's the difference? What's the lamdus? Am Yisrael focuses on each and every Jew. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. There's no difference between the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded it and me. Okay, he's a Levi, and I'm a Yisrael. But in general, all Jews are chayvin all mitzvahs. There aren't different rules for certain Jews that are on a higher level, more righteous. No, all Jews are the same in Hashem's eyes, right? But other nations believe the clerics have this level, these mitzvahs, and the religious leaders have this level, right? Jews are Adam, everybody, not just Ha-Adam, the Adam. So they have different levels. They are they're special, the Adams, right? They're unique. But Am Yisrael, everybody is equal in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam and Ha-Adam. Okay. Weiter, continuing. I know we could spend the rest of the daf on, the rest of the day on what we've done already, but we continue. Ella, so the Umos Ha'olam still don't have a taina against Hashem. They keep saying, oh, if you would have given us the Torah, if you would have forced it. Ella kacho, remov dekacham, remov dekacham, baruch hu, ribona shalolam, Yisrael shekibluha, keichan kimuha. So they realize that they have nothing from their own to defend. So they said, okay, they're trying to knock us. Okay, did the Jews do any better? Were we mekayim the Torah? Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani meyid bahem shekimu as HaTorah kula. Yes, they were mekayim the Torah. Omrim lefanav, ribona shalolam, klom yishav shemeid al bano. Yeah, we don't trust you though. You're a nogeh beidus, you're a karav. Right? Shenet dechsev b'ni b'chari Yisrael. You can't testify. Again, Kadosh Baruch Hu should say, what are you talking about? Obviously, there's a message here for this, of this conversation. Amalei Makadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim ba'aretz, ya'idu ba'em shekimu es ka'at Torah kula. The heavens and the earth. Omrim lefanav, ribono shel olam. Shemayim ba'aretz, nogen be'edusan. They're also nogea be'edus. Why? They have a vested interest in B'nai Yisrael keeping the Torah. Shenemar. Reish Lakish is playing a major role here, the first couple of dafim. My dechsevayer evoker yom hashishi melamechi is hakadosh baruch hu ma'isa breishis v'yomer misom akablan zatorah si mutav. Right, in love, ani ma'achzir achzir etzchem l'tova v'hu. What's the sixth day? Hashem made a tznai with ma'isa breishis. If Bnei Yisrael on the sixth day, on Vav Sivan, if they accept the Torah, then the world will continue. If they do not accept the Torah, then I will bring it back to tohu v'vohu. So we see the world is Talian B'nai Yisrael. They're no Gebedavar. Or similarly, Maidasiv Mishamayim, Yamar Chizkiya, Maidasiv Mishamayim, Mishmata Din, Eretz Yara, Vishakata. The land was fearful and quiet. Im Yara, Lama Shakata, Vim Shakata, Lama Yara. Ella, Batrila Yara, first it was fearful because will B'nai Yisrael accept the Torah? They weren't sure what's going to be. Velubasov, Shakata, but then they calmed down. Right? Question mark. So, the Umos Ha'olam say, sorry, no gebedavar. So the Shemayim Ba'aretz also cannot testify whether they kept the Torah. So, even before we go to the Hashem's answer to that, Tosfos says, but what do you mean? They're already testifying. Right? Because what was the whole point? The whole point was, oh, if they accept the Torah, the world will exist. So they exist. Shemayim Ba'aretz exists. So why isn't that good enough? Asks Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Nogim. V'yim Tomar Hare Raya Gedola Shekimu Shari Shemayim Ba'aretz Kayomim Heim. So Tosfos says, number one, it's still no Gebedavar, but number two, it's only a raya that we were Makabel. It's not a raya that we were Makayim. Right? Kabbalah HaTorah. That's what the world was tully on. But Kiyum HaTorah, who says that's a raya? Right? Who says that? And the Chassam Sofer says here, Tchilaso Bapaslus, Vesofa Bakashrus is also no good. The Gemara says in Moha Basra. So once we weren't good at the beginning, so then it doesn't make a difference. There are the Oli Achronim try to give other answers in the back. The Mitzvah Esan, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, we all try to give other answers to Tosfos' question. Either way, we'll continue. So the Gemara says, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikem Yavo'u V'ya'idu Bahen B'Yisrael, Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. You know what? From you, from the other nations, you're going to come and testify that they kept the Torah throughout history. Right? This is a very deep and emotional Gemara, we should realize, throughout the nations. Right? La'asilavo, every torturer of the Jewish people will come and be made how we were Makadishem Shemayim, how we were loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody's going to come, Rachmana Letzlan Yamach Shemam. But we start from the beginning of history. Yavo Nimrod, V'yaid Ba'Avraham, Shalo Abad Avodes Kochavim. Nimrod's going to come and testify about Avraham that he did not worship idols, and he threw him into the Kivshana Eish. Big Shaila in the Achronim. Why isn't Kivshan HaEish in the Torah? We discussed this in Parsha Shir a few months ago. Right? Such an amazing event. It's known in Chazal, and it's only alluded to in the Torah. Meor Kastim. Why doesn't it say it? So we mentioned last year, the Bnei Yisachar. Unbelievable pshat. Bnei Yisachar says, we don't want anybody to think that Hashem's love for, Avraham's love for Hashem was Tluya B'davar. Well, Hashem saved me. So if Hashem saved me, of course I have to, love him. No. It doesn't say it. As if to say, the love was Ava She'ena Tzluya B'davar. That's the Bnei Yisachar's comment in the Igret Tekala, his Sefer on Chumash, in Parshas Noach, the end of Noach. Mashalo Nimsa Mefurish B'Torah Kedosha, Hanei Shalav Mavino Lava Shalom, Lohores Malas Avavino Avraham, She'ava, She'ava Zashem Yisparach, Va'asa Ritzono, B'chol Inyonav, Kimavur Lefaneinu Acharkach B'Torah Seinu, Lo Avor She'id Tzilu Mikiv Shana Eish V'Yitzil Asnafsho. Rak begin de ihu ra vishalit ikra visharshal de chol almin vu etzem achius. It's because he recognizes he was part of the klal. He was part of a chelik elokami mal. And he continues, we're not reading the whole thing now, but that's the one of the answers given. One of the answers given. Another answer that we mentioned in the past is that there are many pathways to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think I heard this by Rabbi from Rav Rosenzweig, that Hashem didn't want to limit how to get to Hashem. Right? So that's why Avram got this way, intellectual, whatever, but there's emotional, there's intellectual, there are many pathways to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the first Jew came to Hashem, that's silent. Of course, however the Jew gets to Hashem, that's fine. So, Nimrod's gonna come and be made. Yavo Lavan, V'yaid B'Yaakov, Shalo Nechshad Al HaGezel. Lavan's gonna come and testify about Yaakov Avinu, how he was not chashed on Gezel. That's their last Rambam in Hilchas Schiras. Talks about we have to be a worker like Yaakov Avinu was a worker. Nobody was a worker as good as Yaakov Avinu. Tavo Eishes Potifera, V'sa'id B'Yosef, Shalo Nechshad Al HaAveira. Eishes Potifera will come and talk about Yosef. Yavo Nevuchadnetzar V'yod V'Chananya V'Yishov Azariah, Shalo Shtachvul Etzelem. Nebuchadnezzar will come and say that Hanan Shabazariah, who was thrown in, didn't bow down to the idol. Yavo Daryavesh, V'yod B'Daniel, Shlo B'Teles Atfila, right? Even though Daryavesh didn't want him to daven, right? He daven. Yavo Bildad Hashuchi, V'tzofar Anamasi, V'alifas Atimni, right? The friends of Eov, V'yaidu Behem B'Yisrael, right? The whole Shaila about Elihu, he's left out of our Girsa. V'yaidu Behem B'Yisrael, Shekimu Eskola Tarakula, right? They will come and testify that Bnei Yisrael kept the Torah. Shneamar Yitnu Edehem V'Yitzdaku. The Marsha just leaves the Pitzarachi in here. How about Bilam? Why didn't the Gemara mention Bilam? He was a pretty wise non-Jew that knew a lot about the Jews, so he leaves the Pitzarachi in. Why the Gemara did not mention Bilam? A huge topic here also. Again, all of these are major Shas topics. The Gemara says Nimrod's going to come to say that Avraham Avinu didn't do Avodah Zarah. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come to say they didn't bow down to the idol. Why doesn't it say the same Lashon? By Nebuchadnezzar, right? That the Chachamim of Azariah didn't do Avodah Zarah. Says Tosfos, and again Tosfos says this in a few places, quoting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the most quoted Baal Tosfos in all of Shas. So even right here, on this daf, we have at least two. So Rabbeinu Tam says, it wasn't real an idol of Avodah Zarah by Hanani Mishal of Azariah. Ditzelam Nebuchadnezzar lav Avodah Zkochavim u'elan darti asu l'chvod ha-melech. It was a statue. It was a statue, and that's why, by Avram, it says Avodah Zarah. Here it says, Lo Ishtachavu L'Tzelem. And that's why Tosfos quotes four other rayas. Right? There are three other rayas. How do you know that? Right? The Gemara in Ksubis, Lamed Gimel, has an amazing line. If he wouldn't have killed them, if he would have tortured them, then they eventually would have bowed down. What does that mean? They would have bowed down? It's Avodah Zarah. No, it doesn't mean that. Really, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. And therefore, maybe they wouldn't have had to gone through the torture. Chanina Mitradion, right? They, talks about that Gemara, the Gemara in Psachim. What did the, right, last week's parsha, what did they see? They learned from the frogs. They learned from the frogs. What do you mean they learned from the frogs? You have to learn from the frogs. It's Avodah Zarah. The answer is it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. And they were Moser Nefesh anyway. Right? So that's the, again, a number of, rayas that Tosfos brings. Then you get into the Shaila of, wow, so it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It wasn't one of the big three, so how are they allowed to do it? Right? The question swings the other way. How are they allowed to do it? Is this related to the Machlokas, Rambam, Baalei Tosfos, and the Ran, whether you're allowed to volunteer Yehoreg Val Yavar by one of the other mitzvos? Again, that's a discussion that, that we've had. But again, Tosfos here plays a major role. So on this little Gimel Amud Aleph on Avodah Zarah, every Tosfos is the basis of a whole shiur. Right, jam-packed. And we continue, we're not done yet. Be'ezras Hashem. Third wide line. Amru l'fan everybody shalolam. So, first they tried to say that they were Mekayim the Torah. Right, that was the base of a base. Then they tried to say that, well, it's not fair. It's not fair, you didn't give us the Torah, you didn't force the Torah. Then they tried to say, okay, but the Jews didn't keep the Torah either. So, they're out of excuses. So what's the only thing left? Give us one more chance. Give us another chance. Amru l'fan everybani shalom, tana lono me rosh v'nasana. Give us another chance. Amru l'makadosh baruch hu shotim sheba olam. Again, same lashon. Mishetarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Famous Chazal. You have to work on Friday in order to have food for Shabbos. Mishelotarach be'erev Shabbos, be'echan yochal b'Shabbos. Right, a mashal for olam hazeh and olam haba. Right, how can you expect to get schar in olam haba if you didn't do anything in olam hazeh? But Hashem says, you know what? I'm a nice God. Ela afal pikein mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukah shema. I have a very easy mitzvah. It's called sukkah. L'chuva asu osa. Go do it. Go do the mitzvah of sukkah. Ask the Gemara, how did Hashem do this? The time is up. Umi matzis amrit hachi. Fa'amar Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi. Mai dechziv asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. Hayom la'asosam lo lamachar la'asosam. Hayom la'asosam lo layom l'kit li toschar. How did Hashem do that? So the answer is, Hashem could do whatever he wants. Right? Ela she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu babit shun yimber Yosef. Hashem doesn't come unfairly and unjustly with his creations. It'll go above and beyond to make it seem fair in their eyes. Why is sukkah called an easy mitzvah? It doesn't have too much financial loss. You can have a very fancy sukkah. There's other messages. How do you understand chisar and kiss? Some say it means sukkah is a gashmi mitzvah. You eat, you drink, you sleep. Eibach Chizor and Kiss is not just one of these totally religious ceremonies that you don't get anything out of. It's life. It's Teshu Kein Taduru. Right? You don't get easier than that. Right? So he gives him the mitzvah of sukkah. So, Miyad Kolecha Vecha Notel Va'olech Va'oseh Sukkah Barosh Gago. He goes, everybody goes and takes their sukkah and puts it on the top of their roof. Right? Pashtus, you would say this means, put on the roof because that's what they used in those days. The roof was like their backyard. It was a flat roof, and therefore they put the sukkah there. That's the normal place. The Ben Yehoyada says, no, it's deeper. In the roof, they knew it might get too hot, and then they would have to leave. And therefore, they dafka already, milachadchila, did it in a place where they could have a taina to leave. It's not just about doing the mitzvahs. It's about having a taiva to do the mitzvahs. It's about having the whole, hashkafa of doing the mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch, so what happened? They put it on the roof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makdor aleim chama b'tkufas tamas. Hashem made it boiling hot. V'kolechad v'echad mevayit b'sukas v'yotzei. And everybody went out, kicked their sukkah, and left. We've had enough of this. Sh'ne'amar ninatkas mos roseimu v'nashlichu v'yana voseimu. Let's throw off these ropes. Says the Gemara, Makdir, when he made it boiling hot, but I thought Hashem is fair. Right, I thought he was fair. Answer, Mishum, Di Yisrael Nami. What do you mean? Jews also sometimes have it boiling hot. Zimni, Dimashki, Lutkufas, Tamuz, Archaga. Sometimes the summer season goes all the way till Sukkot, Vavilut Sara. And there's a lot of pain. So Hashem is fair. It happens to Jews sometimes too. So says the Gemara, okay, so why were they wrong? V'yama rava mitzar patar manasukah. Right, a mitzar is patar. If you're boiling hot, you're allowed to go inside. Answer, nehi de patar, biute mi mevati. Okay, you can leave, but do you leave and kick down the sukkah and get angry? Or do I leave softly and sadly and wish I could do the mitzvah and I'm upset that I can't do the mitzvah? So it's the reaction. So therefore they blew it again. They blew it again. They had one final chance and it didn't work. Miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so what do you learn from this Gemara also? Even if I didn't get a chance to do a mitzvah, I have to have an attitude that I wish I could have done it. Right, not thank God I didn't have to do it. Right, sometimes we have these responsibilities, and then when it's we're relieved of the responsibilities, we're like, okay, great, I'm done. Right, no, we have to say, oh, I wish I could do more, but okay, this is what Hashem has in store for me. Okay, miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshevu Mesachik Alein. What happens? Hashem sits and is Mesachik. Literally has some fun with them. Shenemar Yoshev Bashamayim Yischak. There's a lot of deep thoughts going on in this Gemara, which we don't have time to totally go into. Vagomer. V'amar Rabbi Yischak Ein Schok L'Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Osa Yom Bovan. Rabbi Yischak says that's when Hashem has schok. That's when He has schok, on that day when finally they don't have an answer. Ika demasi lahad Rabbi Yischak aha. Some say the schok line of Rabbi Yischak is going on the following agarata. Detanya Rabbi Yossi Omer la'asel lavo bono v'dekachavim umizgairin. La'asel lavo, the umos ha'olam are going to come and want to convert. Bnei Yisrael are going to be on top. Melech HaMashiach, Beis HaMikdash. Umi makablim inayu. Are we going to accept them? Batanya. But didn't we learn already in Yuvamis? Ein makablim gairim li'imos HaMashiach. We don't accept Gerim during Yemos HaMashiach because we assume they're not coming for the right reasons. Kiyotzebo lo kiblu Gerim, lo bimei David, lo bimei Shlomo. Well, we didn't accept Gerim during the times of David and Shlomo because that's no kunst to be a Jew, right, during that time, right? We're on top of the world, right? So therefore, we didn't accept. Ella, we'll get back to that. Let's just finish. I'll let you know. So Gerim Gerurim. You're right, but they weren't the greatest Gerim, but they were Gerim Gerurim. What does that mean? Rashi, third line, Me Alehen Mizgairin. They came by themselves. Vanan lo makablinan. Demishim gdulas and Lizrael ka'avdi. We weren't interested. They've kind of pushed the issue, but they weren't interested. And they became Jewish. Is it called conversion? So B'dievet, Amiri says here, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yes. B'dievet, even if somebody converts for the wrong reasons, if they really had a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so then it is considered a conversion. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Reish Samaches, right? We check a guy when he's coming. Maybe he's coming biglal mamon, or because he wants to get married, or v'chulu. We do our best to try to weed them out. But if they did it, or if we didn't check and they did it, and we let him know. Right, and that's the halacha of the Eved that we hold. If ger is a ger. Again, what about in those days? What does it mean gerim gerurim? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Meiri quotes it, that they were Jewish, but the other Jews kept their distance. Because they wanted to see what the future would turn out, and look what happened. Continues the Gemara. And they acted like Jews. Tfilin and tzitzis and mezuzah. The poskim talk about, isn't this an opposite order? Right, in Shulchan Aruch, first you put on your talis, then your shalyad, then your shalrosh. Here is exact opposite. The shalrosh, the shalyad, and then tzitzis. Right, it's interesting why it's backwards. Kivin, sharon milchemes gogu magog. And once they see the milchama of gogu magog, omer lohen, ama batem. Right, and they ask gogu magog, what are you here for? Amrum lo, al Hashem al Mashicho. We're here to fight. Right, the terrible war, which hopefully happened already. Shenamar lomarok shugayim ulu umim yegurik v'gomer v'kolachan menatik mitzvahs of a holech. You here to go against the Jews? We're out of here. Take off the tefillin. Okay, we're leaving. Shenamar nenatras mas roseim v'gomer v'kadosh baruch hu yoshevu mesachek. Shenamar yoshev Hashem yischak v'gomer amrei b'yischak ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu schok ela osva yom belvad. That's not called commitment. I know who my loyalists are. I know who Am Yisrael are, even when the going gets tough. Right, they are loyal to me. Period. Eini, is it really true that Hashem only has schok very little? V'yamar v'yehuda marav, shtei mesri shos havayom, 12 hours in the day. 12 hours in the day. Shalosh, maybe, I don't know if there are shos manios where Hashem is, but anyway, shalosh harishon, asakarish baruch ha-yoshiv osik ba-torah. The first 3 hours of the day, Hashem sits and learns Torah. Right, there are various Gemaras about Hashem learning Torah. Shnios Yoshev Vedanas Kol Olam Kulo. Again, the depths of this Gemara is not for us right now. And there's so much. There's a lot of the secrets of the Torah are given over in hidden form. So there's a lot of secrets here that we're not aware of. But we should have to this is one of those Gemaras that you know there are secrets to. So number the second part of the day, Yoshev Vedanas Kol Olam Kulo. Hashem judges the whole world. Kivan Sharoash and Ischayev Olam Kliya. And once Hashem realizes that not everybody is deserving, Omed Mikisei Adin Vyoshev Kisei Rachamim. He switches from Din to Rachamim. Right, that is why Tosfos says we say in Kedusha Mimkomo by Musaf Hu Yifen Barachamim. Right, because usually the second part of the day, not very early, you're davening Musaf. So when you daven Musaf, we're davening to Hashem to please go from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. That's Tosfos's comment. Shlishis Yoshev is on its called Olam Kulo Mikarnei Re'emim Abeit Zekinim. The third part of the day, Hashem is being Mefarnes the whole world, from the largest creatures to the smallest. Revi'iyos, Yoshevu, Mesachek, Gim Levyasan. The fourth part of the day, Hashem relaxes with the Levyasan in place. Shene'emar, Levyasan, Zeyetzar, to Lesachek, Bo. Whatever that means. But you see that there's schok in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, often, right, every day. The Maharal, here in the Chiddush Agados, goes through, each one of these is just emphasizing how Hashem is involved in the world, right? To go against those who say, Yesh Deos Philosophios, Sha'amara Azav Hashem Esaretz, he's Mesulak. No, no, no. He learns Torah. Torah is involved in this world. Torah is the blueprint for the world. Then it says, he judges the world. That's another level of connection that Hashem has. Then he's Mefarnes the world. Then he's Mesachek. Says the Maharal, each of these are alluding to a deeper connection that Hashem has with the Brios. That's what this Gemara is about. It's about Hashgacha. But either way, so you see from here that Hashem has Schok every day. So Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Imbir Yosef Mesachek, Va'albir Yosef Eina Mesachek, Ela Oso Ayom Bovad. He's Mesachek with his Brios every day, but about his Brios only that day. Rav Shechter quotes a Nefesh HaRav from Rav Salvechik on page Samach Tes. What's the message of this last one? He's Mesachek Yim Lev Yosan. So Rav Salvechik said, sometimes in life you can't take things too seriously. You know, sometimes there's a difficult situation, sometimes somebody insults me, sometimes somebody does something. Sometimes you got to just take a step back, relax, and not let it get to you. Kedei lahoros lebnei adam shelo yitamid kol kach retziniyim. Right, people who have type A personalities have to loosen up a little bit. If somebody's intense. Intensity is good, but, you know, a little bit sometimes. V'im yifka mishu b'chvodo o yitzar lo, yasir kol zemi libo, v'nafshu k'afra lakol tiyeh, k'elo kol inyani olam hazeh, einam shavim klum, v'afilu kedei anacha, v'shekama pa'amim ira shehu, rabbeinu, right, the Rav, Shehu Shari Bitsar, Eza Inyan Politiyim, or Ela Zilzulim. He got upset because something happened. Ukshakim Devre Chazal, right? Vagila Es Asher Belibo Befnei HaGonzal. Sometimes he told to a certain Ramosha Shatskis, he used to complain to Ramosha Shatskis about this, and Rav Shatskis said over this pshat, says, look, be Mesachek Yim Lev Yasan a little bit. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does it too. Okay. Omalei Rav Achler of Nachman by Yitzchak, fourth wide line. Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Schok LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the Churban, there's no Schok. Ominala Deleka Schok, how do we know that? Ilei Mimishem Dechsev, Ilei Mimidechsev. Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos by Yom Ahu. Livchi Lemispeidu LaKarcha V'Gomer. Right, at that time, Hashem was crying and hesped. Dilma Hahu Yom Avesulo. Maybe that was only the day of the Churban. Ela dechsev this pasuk. Imeshkachich Yerushalayim tishkach yiminit didrach l'shanu l'chigim los karechi. Doesn't that show that Hashem is not happy anymore? There's no more schok. Dil mashichacha hu doleka v'schok mi'aika. That just says he's not going to forget. Right? It's about us, but it's referred. The Gemara is using it about Hashem. Hashem's not going to forget Yerushalayim. Right? So who's maybe there's still schok? Ela meha this pasuk hechashesi me'olam acharish esapak v'gomer. B'revios ma'avid. According to the Mandamer, that there is no schok, so what does Hashem do in the fourth part of the day? He's not being Mesachek Yim Lev Yasan. Yoshev Umalameid Tinokel Shebeis Rabban Torah. Again, a very deep and emotional comment the Gemara has. He sits and learns Torah with the little children that didn't get to learn Torah in this world. Shenemar Es Mi Yored Dayav Es Mi Yavin Shmua Gmulei Mechalav Atiki Mishadayim. Right, those who are just weaned from milk. Lemi yored deyal, lemi avin shmuah. Who is Hashem teaching? Ligmulei mechalav ulatiki meshadayim. Rashi quotes those who died at a very young age. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes them and spends a quarter of his day learning Torah with them. a nechama, rachman al-aslan, for those who had to go through tragedy. Umei ikara man havi migmar lehu. So what about before the churban, when he had schok? So who learned with these children then? Yibay yizema mitatron, the chief malach. Yibay yizema hava havin. Hashem did both. Hashem could do more than one thing at once. So it's okay. Ubalaila my avid. This is what Hashem does during the day. What does he do that night? Ibaya sema main yamama. Maybe it's parallel, same things. Ibaya sema rochev al kruv kalshelo. He rides on a malach with a malach. Vishot b'shmona aser elef olamos, and he's in 18,000 worlds. Shenema rochev elokim ribosayim alfei shinan. Al tikri shinan ela sheinan. What does it mean sheinan? Two less than 20,000, which is 18,000, as Rashi explains. So again, what does that mean? Hashem is flying around. It means maybe there is involvement of Hashem in the world. The Prisha is quoted by the Poskim in Hilchos Slichos. The Prisha says the best time to do Slichos is the second part of the night. Why? Because of this Gemara. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is close by and listening. Says the Prisha in Tavkuf Pei Aleph. Lefi She'amrina, Nogim Lakumba Ashmores, the Shulchan Aruch says. Lefish Arminim Parakama Davod Zara, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shat, Bishmon Asar Elef Olamos, Vechulu. Right, and that's what he quotes that from Isaac Tirna, from the Minhagim, Minhagi Slichus. Right, so this Gemara even plays a role in Halacha. V'yiba Yisema, or, last shot of what Hashem does at night, Yoshev Vishomea Shira Mipi Chayos. He sits and he hears Shira from the Chayos. Shenemar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdo, Ubalaila Shiro Imi. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah talks about all the different levels of Malachim. Chayos are all the way at the top. The Chayos. Am Rabbi Levi. Kol HaPoseg Midivrei Torah V'Oseg Midivrei Sicha. Machin Lo Gachli V'Samim. Somebody stops learning Torah and just is involved in Stam Sicha, then he's fed burning hot coals. Shenemar HaKotvim Maluach Alei Siach V'Shorish V'Samim Lachmam. We're going to have a couple of chazals about Talmud Torah, and that's why this is here. Amar Ish Lakash, Kala Osik Batra Balayla, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Galav Chutzal Chesed Bayom. If somebody learns Torah at night, Hashem has a Chutzal Chesed on them during the day. You have a special pris. Shenemar Yomam Yisav Hashem Chasdo, Valayla Shiro Yimei. Matam Yomam Yisav Hashem Chasdo. Why is there special Chesed? Mishum De Balayla Shiro Yimei. Because at night they sung to me, Torah is called a Shira. And therefore, this shir is a reference to that. The Rambam quotes all these chazals in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he talks about the godless of learning Torah at night. And most of the secrets of Torah are revealed at night. All of these are quoted in that halacha in Gimel, Yud Gimel. Ika da Amre, Amre Shlakash, Kala Osik Batara Ba'olam Azeh, Hadome Lalaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kalav Chus Shel Chesed, Ba'olam Adah, Haba Adome Layom. If you're involved in Torah during Laila, Hashem will give you chesed during Yom. Shenemar Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto Vigomer. So again, there are various chazals about Talmud Torah. The Rambam says again that one has to make sure to use every single night of our life, at least to dedicate some time to Talmud Torah, and realize that that is the special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Okay, we'll have to stop here at Hashem, and we will continue tomorrow again, still jam-packed, another couple of dafim until we get back to halachas of Avodah Zarah.